Let's start with Kevin Powell today. What kind of story do you have?
Well, when I think of the great athletes of my generation, I think of LeBron James, Tiger Woods, and of course, Joey Chestnut comes to mind. Joey Chestnut conquered another food challenge this past weekend. He went back to San Francisco, his hometown, and the competitive eating legend attempted to eat 99 Impossible Foods plant-based chicken nuggets over the course of the nine-inning game between the Giants and Dodgers. How many nuggets do you think Chestnut was able to eat over nine innings?
I'd say 78.
78. Steve, any guess?
I'm going to say 92.
92. Wow. Let's keep in mind here, this guy has all kinds of food-eating records.
150.
Here. 150 Marys onto it. Joey Chestnut ate 275 nuggets across the nine innings. He ate 227 in five innings alone.
And then was sauce
just,
or not?
Was just kind of on cruise control the rest of the way. But no problem for Chestnut. Obviously, he's dominated the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest throughout his illustrious career, winning the event 17 times. He holds over 50 world records, including 182 chicken wings in 30 minutes.
You know, he's made millions, I think. I think he's got a lot of money doing this. And one time when I interviewed him, I said, oh, my gosh, do you starve yourself? He said, no, you have to eat a lot for the days before the event so you stretch your stomach.
There you go.
I got to train for it. How old is he now?
41.
Wow.
So he's got enough to pay for the gastric bypass one day?
He looks to be in
he's not fat.
No?
He's skinny, right? I just don't know.
I don't know what he looks like.
Chestnut once ate 39 pierogies in 2 minutes.
Oh. Wow, that's your territory.
Is there somebody older than him that's a food champion? Or is he the guy?
He's the guy that's the been guy. Around forever.
I just want to know how long these people last on
this earth. He's the Michael Jordan of competitive eating.
Yeah. You know, how long their bodies handle it.
Again, you look at him, he doesn't look...
No, I mean, he looks great, and I think he takes care of himself, but it's got to do harm, don't
you think? He does not take care of himself if you're doing that.
Well,
my God.
I mean, you know, in between, maybe.
And then there's Kobayashi. Remember, that was the rivalry? Yeah. And he's not a big guy either.
What's your story, Steve?
Well, Mary, I know...
Here we go.
Mary.
I mean, you're... Pete.
What?
People call you a witch, but you're not really a witch, right?
Steve.
I mean, this is a court in Zambia has sentenced two men to 2 years in prison for attempting to use witchcraft to kill the president. How about that?
What?
They were convicted under the Witchcraft Act after being arrested in December with charms in their possession, including a live chameleon. And, you know, if you got a Kev, if you got a live chameleon in your pocket,
yeah,
like you would have.
Steve, you know what I have in my pocket? Mm. I have a voodoo doll of you.
Do you? See, there you go. Give it a shot. So anyway, Zambia has been watching this case very closely. It's the first time anyone was ever put on trial for attempting to use witchcraft against a president. They were apparently hired by a fugitive MP. And obviously there's a law in Zambia that you can't use witchcraft. The judge noted that many people in Zambia, like other African countries, believe in it. So the law was actually written to protect people from falling for people who claim to be witches. But in this case, they used it to convict people who did claim to be witches, and they tried to assassinate the president.
Through witchcraft.
Through witchcraft.
They were not successful.
No, they actually, the president died mysteriously about 4 months ago, and they don't know why.
What?
No, I'm just kidding.
That would make a better end to the story, though.
Well, not if you're the president.
Well, no.
No.
What's your story, Mary?
Okay, kind of a feel-good story from the Emmys. So you know that 15-year-old Owen Cooper, who won for Adolescence? Well, I guess the backstory, he always wanted to meet Jake Gyllenhaal, who was a fellow nominee in, I think, the same category. And he always wanted to meet him. So Netflix, of course, brought a camera into his hotel room and they had him. They interviewed him talking about, how he always wanted to meet him. And who's walking down the hall at that very moment? Wow, what a surprise. Here comes Jake walking down the hall, comes into the hotel room and knocks on his door. And surprise, here I am. And he was speechless and he came with a gift and he brought him a Lucky Ducky in a box.
A lucky ducky?
A lucky ducky. It was a duck that was had an inscription on it saying something, I don't know. And Jake said that he got that from a friend when he was nominated for Brokeback Mountain years ago. and he wanted him to have it before the Oscars. So I guess when he did win the Oscar, he must have had the lucky ducky with him.
The Emmy, yeah.
I mean, the Emmy, sorry.
Well, that's a nice story.
Yeah, it is a nice story, Steve.
We don't expect that from you.
I'll get out my needle now for my voodoo doll.
But if you believe in a lucky ducky, then you got to believe in witchcraft.
I think so, too.
Right?
Yeah, both. Yeah.
Kevin, you believe in witchcraft, don't you?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Lisa?
I got to practice a little white magic every now and then.
Ooh.
You know, like take someone's name you never want to see again and freeze it in an ice cube in the back of your fridge, which I did until my sister found it and said, what is that in the back of your freezer?
It was her name?
You know,
no, it wasn't her name.
I don't want to brag, but in my family, we have a spell to get rid of warts.
You have a spell to get rid of warts?
Do you know somebody that has a wart?
And it passes from generation to generation to the opposite sex, to the oldest child. So my grandfather gave it to my mom, and my mom has given it to me.
Oh.
So who's the witch now?
Hey.
Warlock.
I've given it to my daughter, so my older daughter, Emma.
If I ever have a wart, I'm going to reach out to Emma.
She can take care of it for you.
Steve's news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.